Corn prices are the lowest they've been since 2010, and wheat prices are kind of trending that way. Kim, a lot of producers are wondering, are the two prices tied together?
Well, you can go back to 2011, 12, 13, when corn stocks were extremely tight. We were feeding a lot of wheat. Mm-hmm. Corn then, the corn prices set a floor for wheat prices, and they were married, the way I like to put that. Mm-hmm. August of 2012, corn prices peaked out at $8.40. Right now in the Chicago contract, the December contract is about $3.50. That's a 58% price decline in corn prices. Of course, wheat prices have come down too, but they peaked out in February of 2011 at about $9.90. The December wheat contract's around $6.15 right now. That's a 37% price decline. So yes, they both come down, but they've come down in different time periods and different percentages, with corn coming down dramatically more than wheat has. And so they're divorced right now. They're attached just a little bit, but mostly they track separately.
Do you see the corn prices adding kernels to the cob here soon?
Well, have they bottomed out?
Right.
I don't think so. I believe we're going just a little bit lower.
Really?
It really depends on, you know, USDA's most recent projection was 167.4 bushels per acre, about 14 billion bushels. Allendale's got it at 174.1 bushels per acre, 14.6 billion bushels. The market's probably trading about 171 bushels. And if Allendale's right and they're higher than 171, 172 bushels per acre, then I think prices are going to maybe 20 cents lower.
Okay, let's talk the other side of that. Are we at the bottom of the wheat price right now?
We're close. Wheat prices, cash prices in central Oklahoma bottomed out around 585. They're around 590 right now. You look at the December contract, it's at 660. The support is at $6, that's 20 cents lower. So I think we could take 20 cents off of wheat prices. Are we near the bottom on wheat and corn? Yes, we're near the bottom. We could go slightly lower. We're just gonna have to wait and see. Next week will help us a whole lot to see if wheat prices hold through next week. I think they'll probably hold, maybe take out that 20 cents, but not much more than that.
That's a lot of information for Oklahoma producers. What do you suggest that they do?
If they can't afford 20 cent lower wheat prices, they should be selling it. If anyway, they should be staggering it over the market. On corn, I'd go ahead and move it. I don't think we've got much upside potential. We've got some downside risk. I'd move, again, stagger it in the market over the next couple months. If I'm a livestock producer and I couldn't afford lower feed prices, I'd look at forward contracting some feed. I think soybean prices could come down some more, and that'd be lower protein prices, so they may want to wait out on that.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.